It all started with fish worth $400 provided by Zimbabwe's Environmental Management Agency, or EMA, in their quest to preserve local wetlands that play a critical role in purifying the ecosystem. Our attempt to preserve the environment for future generations is now paying dividends as the fish project is flourishing and improving the quality of food in the local community. 47-year-old Tapiwa Charangwa, secretary of the Nyamuenda Wetland Protection and Fish Ponds, says local people are benefiting a lot from the project.
Because of this project, we are benefiting the balanced diet to our children and to us, then cash to our children, school fees, and maintain our wetlands.
Charangwa says many other people now want to be part of the project as they are seeing the benefits of fish farming. The abundant fish have attracted unwelcome guests, fishmonger birds, which he says wreck their ponds mainly in summer.
The problem is that there is a big bird which comes to eat the fish. The fish will be on top of water feeding, and then that bird will come and eat the fish.
Another member of the fish project, 60-year-old Jane Charangwa, says despite this slight setback, they are gaining a lot from the fish ponds.
From this fishing, we benefit to feed our children, to treat ourselves from eyesight, to get energy and protein. You can even sell this fish, then you can get money from it. You can even send our children to school.
Charangwa believes that this is one of the best ways of empowering communities. The villagers are breeding kariba bream, which is one of the popular dishes in the local community. It also breeds well in some parts of Manicaland region, home of the Nyanga trout. EMA Manicaland Provincial Manager Kingston Chitotombe says they chose the Nyamuenda wetlands as the natural water bodies were under threat from overgrazing and illegal alluvial gold panning.
This wetland was degraded due to overgrazing. So as a way of preserving this wetland, we thought of giving the community fencing material. They fenced it. But to ensure that these communities protect this wetland, we had to introduce a livelihood component by way of fish ponds. So now this wetland is protected, and we are sure that this community is going to benefit from the fish.
Chitotombe says the project is a novel way of tackling environmental degradation and balancing people's diet.
In one way, we are protecting the wetland, then at the same time, communities are benefiting out of this wetland.
He says EMA is targeting other wetlands in the province with a view of ensuring that they are preserved while providing food to local people. Some wetlands in cities like Chitungwiza have been degraded through the construction of residential and commercial buildings. According to Chitotombe, a similar fish project would have saved the wetlands. Reporting for Studio 7 from Nyamuenda Village in Nyanga, this is Lloyd Amoyo.